This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So when I was in training, there were some doctors who were basic a-holes. I don't want to cuss, but they were. And we know that there are people in all industries that can be such. Rebel Wilson talks about how Sacha Baron Cohen was one. She actually goes through some of the things he did, which would fall under harassment and more. And I noticed that a lot of industries reward this sort of behavior. And when are we going to stop that? I can understand some of the claims that somebody is a blank hole. It's subjective. But usually the people I've run into who were, or when I feel like somebody is, and it takes a lot. It takes a lot for me to dislike somebody. There is such a preponderance of evidence that nobody would even try to debate it. So, interesting. Rebel Wilson has a book. And she had, I think, devoted a chapter to a person who she worked with, who she thought was a quote-unquote, I can't say the exact word, but a-hole. And it ends up being Sacha Baron Cohen. And some of the things she said he did was keep asking her to undress. Rebel Wilson was in Pitch Perfect. She was in Bridesmaids. And so apparently she did a movie with Sacha Baron Cohen called The Brothers Grimsby. And she's 44 years old, Sacha Baron Cohen 52 years old, but she claimed that there were lots of uncomfortable experiences filming the 2016 comedy. She had said that he wanted her to undress, wanted her to do certain penetration moves, asked her to film a private scene. And again, I know it's he said, she said, but, you know, I was kind of shocked by some of the sort of humor that Borat or Sacha Baron Cohen was credited for. So, for example, do you guys remember his second Borat film? It bombed. It was called the subsequent movie film Delivery of Progenous Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Not only was Borat and that movie, that 2006 film, nominated, given multiple awards, Golden Globes, multiple Hollywood awards. It was also given the Guinness Book of World Records for having the longest name in a movie. And in this movie, it was very anti-Semitic, misogynist. Now, mind you, he is, I think, part Jewish. His whole shtick is being edgy and making fun of individuals who could be that way. But when you watch the film, you're almost like, you know, is it for comedy or he's actually punking people like that Dr. Wallace, where he made him talk about Jewish noses, things like that, asked if he would like to have sex with his daughter. So here he is bringing up pedophilia. And does Hollywood say, okay, it's a comedy, disgusting, but it's a comedy. They actually give him some of the highest accolades in terms of awards. And, you know, maybe Hollywood needs to get their act together. I think some of the awards that Borat film, there was Golden Globe Award for Best Actor, Writers Guild of America Award for Best Actor, National Society of Film's Critic Award, Satellite Award, a Golden Globe Award for Best Motion Picture. That movie, with all the other movies out there, That movie that had misogyny, pedophilia, anti-Semitism, horrible storyline, failed humor, that movie got the Best of Movie Award? What does that mean for Hollywood? And so, you know, I think people are starting to fight back. Now that Netflix and Prime Video and Apple TV Plus, there are movies and TV shows that are just skyrocketing in the ratings because people are starting to buck bad Hollywood. Now, Barbie was a little bit of a setback. Barbie had fantastic cast, fantastic costumes. The storyline was ridiculous. But because of the politics, there was this big push, well, you have to see it, you have to see it. And even though there's a lot of people that want to support Barbie, they were like, yeah, the movie kind of sucked. And so, you know, Oppenheimer had won more of the awards. You know, Barbie was snubbed for Oscars. I mean, to me, I think an Oscar movie have been, you know, some of the most iconic movies that just surpassed what talent and what screenplay. And I mean, when you get Best Movie, that with any of these awards, whether it's the Golden Globes, Academy, so whatever, it shows that it has surpassed things in so many categories. And they gave this to Barat because of what he did to Rudy Giuliani and where he tried to, I guess, entrap him with a hooker. I don't know. It was stupid. And, you know, we've let politics alter the arts. Okay, the one reason why we've let politics alter sports. The reason why a lot of us watch sports is no politics. The reason why some of us go to a museum, listen to music, enjoy the arts, paint, is because we don't want politics. And what they've done is try to infuse that if you can make an anti-Rudy Giuliani film, then you will win every award possible, to almost encourage Hollywood to continue to make politically one-sided movies. I think it's ridiculous. And now you have, you know, actresses saying, look, I was very uncomfortable asking to do X-rated things with this man. And so I don't know much about him. I've never met Sacha Baron Cohen. And this doesn't have to be all about him. But I am tired of people being quote-unquote a-holes and getting the accolades and the awards. It starts to really dilute what Hollywood is. Hollywood used to have a brand that was like no other. And if this is who they're allowing to be their, you know, king, it's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're told to stay away from sugar if you want to improve your health, prevent diabetes, be able to fight cancer and stave off cancer, protect your memory. In fact, scientists say if you want to ward off dementia, avoid sugar, drink less alcohol, also stay away from busy roads. Busy roads have been linked to dementia. But many of you will say, you know what, I don't eat a lot of sugar, but when I want something sweet, I'll go to diet drinks. So I will drink diet drinks. Well, artificial sweeteners are not healthy. Time and time again, we have found that these artificial sweeteners have been linked to something. This latest study, again, confirms that it could increase your risk for atrial fibrillation. The American Heart Association has backed a new study that found both sugar and artificially sweetened beverages can increase your risk of irregular heartbeat, known as atrial fibrillation, by up to 20%. Atrial fibrillation can increase your risk of stroke fivefold. This new report was published in the AHA Circulation Arrhythmia Electrophysiology Journal, and it revealed that adults that drink 2 liters or more of sweetened popper juice, including diet, and they would drink more than 2 liters a week, had a higher risk of AFib than adults who never drink soda. Now, they say that is roughly equivalent to 6 12-ounce cans a week. So if you drink a 12-ounce can or bottle once a day, that could increase your risk for this by 20%. So atrial fibrillation, as we've spoken about, is where rather than your electrical conduction across the heart muscle is rhythmic, consistent, causing your heart to beat ba-boom, ba-boom. Atrial fibrillation means you start to fibrillate. And it, the source of where the electricity comes is the SA node in the atria of the heart. And so it discharges the electricity off. Boop, 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 boop. And so your heart does that. When your heart does that, you don't have a nice good pump as you would with ba-boom. Ba-boom. And so when you have boop, 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 very inconsistently, blood is sloshing around. You get dizzy. You could pass out. You could get short of breath. Very fatigued. Nausea, chest pain. But also, that blood sloshing around could solidify, become a clot. And then when your heart does get a good beat in, it pushes that clot up to the brain. Scary stuff. So we don't want atrial fibrillation. Your diet drinks, your caffeinated drinks, your caffeine products, stimulant use, things like that. We really worry about one's AFib risk. And to mess with the electricity of the heart, not good. So the question everybody has is, well, Dahlia, if I can't have sugar, and I can't have sugary drinks, and I can't have artificial sweeteners, then what do I do? Now, I have a sweet tooth. I am with you guys on that. And it's not easy. I try to eat fruit. Every now and then, will I eat chocolate? Absolutely. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I like chocolate. Darker chocolate is a little healthier than milk chocolate. But still, if you're having the dark chocolate where it's not bitter, it's not that healthy. Because there's milk to make it less bitter. And then a lot of sugar. And so what you need to do is really decrease things in moderation. Now, another issue people have is they're tired. They need that boost. They need to get through the day. We spoke about naps yesterday. And I forgot to talk about how in Europe and other countries, it's very common in the culture to have a nap. In fact, when I was in Israel in the 90s, there were signs up saying, take a nap. Come back at 2. I mean, they were just, it's nap time. Leave me alone. And naps, and we have our kids take a nap. You know, maybe it isn't necessarily in our evolutionary instinct and evolutionary drive to be up from 6 a.m. till 10:30 at night. Maybe our body does need to rest. Now, that study we spoke about yesterday showed that people who napped were at higher risk of heart disease and diabetes and things like that. But maybe we need to decide which is safer, taking a nap or hitting the caffeine and hitting the diet soda or the soda. To wake myself up, I sometimes take in sugar. Sugar wakes me up. Not the best thing to do. My sugar is low in the morning. I try to eat a healthy breakfast, but sometimes I'll eat some cereal. I get a little bit of my fiber in. I get my sugar. It forces me to get some milk in because I really do not like to drink milk unless it's with cereal, and it gets a little tasty that way. So I think what we need to do is we keep hearing these articles and we keep seeing these studies. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Okay, well, then what can we do? What should we do? Tell me how to make myself more energetic in the mornings and in the afternoons. Now, I've told you guys, drink water. First thing when you wake up, after you brush your teeth and get all the toothpaste out of your mouth, drink some water. Try to get out into the sun. Maybe walk the dog. Maybe just stand outside, get the paper. I know people don't get the paper anymore, but pretend like you're getting the paper. It's interesting. When I was growing up, I would see men in their robes just stand and breathing, you know, like, and just standing out there. And I wonder if that's what they were doing to wake up in the morning. They went out, stood in the sun, and just tried to let the sun wake them up. It does work. Walk around, exercise. My early morning workouts help energize me. Okay. So there's a lot of things you can do. The shower can wake you up in the morning. And another thing I do is I pump up the music. I get music that could really get me going. And I'm usually awake. I don't usually use caffeine early morning in the mornings. I don't usually have to do that. Now, mid-afternoon, it's a little tricky. That's when I want to take a nap. One is make sure you're sleeping well the night before. Careful with your sleep aids. Careful with your cats and dogs waking you up. If you sleep next to a snorer, those are things you need to rectify. But if later in the day, all right, try the music, try the sunlight, try the shower. I've been doing that too, where I'll jump in the shower. And that usually wakes me up. Another thing I'll do is I'll laugh. I'll put something funny on TV or on my laptop that makes me laugh. And that oftentimes will wake me up. Exercise. I'll also exercise middle of the day. Now it's nighttime. Okay. You want to just gradually lower the lights, lower your screen use, get all cuddly in a blanket, maybe read a book, have conversations, maybe sit outside. I will sometimes walk the dog at night. So we get the melatonin hopefully kicking in and the stars and all that, and then I'm ready to go to sleep. But you got to think of what you could do naturally to minimize the sugar, minimize the caffeine. You know, this study looking at dementia and how alcohol, living near busy streets, and sugar can lead you to early dementia. I think there's a lot of things that could lead us to early dementia. And diabetes, traffic-related pollution, poor sleep, your weight, smoking, blood pressure, lack of exercise. If you don't take care of your hearing and you have poor hearing, if you don't take care of your teeth and you have poor teeth, if you aren't really social and you're home a lot and you don't necessarily get out and interact with others, high cholesterol, heart disease, these are things that can put you at risk. Atrial fibrillation and mini strokes that you could get from that. Not to mention a big stroke. But, you know, start to look at what you do and see what you could do to energize you. Now, same thing with sleep. You could eat turkey for dinner. Take a lavender bath to make you sleepy. On the flip side, eat a good protein, nutrient-packed breakfast with fresh fruit and vegetables. In fact, this morning I had some carrots. That helped. Eating carrots in the morning energized me. I know it's carrots, but still. So that's my recommendation. Try to find ways where you can now do healthy substitutes for poor energy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken charge of the investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. They were able to board the vessel last night and get the black box, and we should have more information by this afternoon. The majority of Supreme Court justices are skeptical of the idea of a nationwide ban on the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices pushed the abortion pill challengers on why a nationwide ban is needed if doctors could simply exercise their own objections individually. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named Silicon Valley attorney and entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential pick. Her financial backing alone could give a boost to his expensive campaign and attempt to get on the presidential ballot in all 50 states. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in California, in response to a lawsuit by an activist group who placed a ballot measure to change statewide educational policies for transgender minors, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has backed the office's naming of this controversial initiative. This is being reported by the Center Square. And it says, parent activist group Protect Kids California is collecting signatures for the Protect Kids of California Act of 2024. It would require schools to notify parents if children request to be treated as a different gender, block transgender females from participating in female sports, and mandate that students participate in activities and use facilities consistent with their birth genders. Now, the Attorney General's Office in California says state law empowers them to issue official titles and summaries for proposed initiatives. Name the measure the Restricts Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. And now it's going to go, I guess, to trial against PKC on April 19th, that's just Protect Kids California, to change the name. So now I guess they're trying to change the name of a legislation. Just like, you know, remember in Florida they called it the Don't Say Gay Bill? Yet that wasn't in the bill. You know, it was about sex ed not being discussed at the eight-year-old level. And instead they changed it to another name. It's ridiculous where things are going with this. And so they say under California law, the Attorney General's office is responsible for issuing official titles and summaries describing the chief purpose and points of every proposed initiative submitted in compliance with procedural requirements. We take this responsibility seriously and stand by our title and summary for this measure. So rather than this being called Protect Kids California Act of 2024, it would be changed to Restricts Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. So this is politics at its worst, and it's frustrating. And so what I, you know, as a doctor, I told you guys how I feel about how we need to approach a child who is really struggling with gender dysphoria, true gender dysphoria. One, we need to figure out, is it true gender dysphoria or not? If it is, all hands on deck. If you have a child that wakes up every day and says, I'm in the wrong body. I'm supposed to be in that body. This is not my body. I don't want these body parts. I want other body parts. God bless them. That has got to be horrible. That has got to be absolutely painful. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. For a child to wake up thinking this isn't their body. There are children that think they're supposed to be a dog or cat. You know how traumatizing that must be for them? For them to sit there and look at their body out of like an out-of-body experience. You have a child that is really struggling with that. You need all hands on deck. The reason why the schools say don't tell the parents is because the parents could deny the child their freedom within, the child could commit suicide. Well, if you have somebody who is truly gender dysphoric, their suicide risk is high. Don't you want the family on suicide watch? Don't you want the family keeping an eye on the patient, supporting them, not misgendering them? So I don't understand why these ballot initiatives are so hell-bent on keeping the parents out of it. You have a child with cancer. You want the parents, all hands on deck. You have a child with depression. You have a child with anxiety, all hands on deck. You have a child that fractured their leg, all hands on deck. So you have a child that says they're in the wrong body and you don't want the parents around? That just doesn't make sense to me. Now, if I had a child who apparently at school was trying to live a different life, I would, of course, want to know so I can make sure nothing at home was distressing them. If somebody has true gender dysphoria, then they have gender dysphoria 24/7, 365 days a year. They don't just have it when they're at school. And so I just find it mind-boggling that a school or there'd be a law from a state saying keep parents out. Then you're kind of already shooting yourself in the foot and being hypocritical. If this is a true medical condition and a true serious condition, like any other serious condition, you call the parents. Also, schools are very quick to call the parents when you're tardy. Schools are quick to call the parents if you say something inappropriately in class. If you have an American flag on your truck. These schools are so quick to call the parents for that, yet you don't want to call the parents when a child says, look, I'm not who everybody thinks I am. That's very inconsistent, very hypocritical. Doesn't make sense to me. And then I also wonder if we are doing anything to ensure that whoever is giving a child on school property the diagnosis of gender dysphoria, which is so traumatizing and challenging for them. Are any of these people medically trained? If somebody told me, you know, Dahlia, you're not in the right body. You love football. You love hanging with the guys. You can't stand wearing high heels. You're not a girl. You're a guy. And you shouldn't have a vagina. You should have a penis. So we're here to help you if you want to live your life as a guy. As a child, I would be freaked out. Really? I'm not supposed to have these body parts? I'm wrong? I'm defective? You know, somebody could be doing this completely inappropriately. Somebody with gender dysphoria, you don't want them feeling like something's wrong. You don't want them to feel like they're defective. But you have individuals who are depressed, might be on the LGBTQAI plus spectrum, and then you are going to introduce the thought to them that they are in the wrong body. Whoa. I thought we're trying not to stereotype boy versus girl. I thought we're trying not to unnormalize, call something abnormal when somebody might be on the spectrum of LGBTQAI plus 2S or transgender. And now you are telling people they're in the wrong body and they have to switch. And so one way to do it is change your name, change your pronouns. Okay, now that's hypocritical. See, having transgender individuals in the family, having in my extended family, having had transgender patients, this isn't what they want. They also don't want public awareness of their gender. They want, if they want to be looked upon as a woman, they want the public, they don't want the public to think that we're a man first. They want privacy. They don't want parades, YouTube videos, you know, sports accolades. They're, now look, now I lived as a boy, now I want to live as a girl. And so I think these individuals who are playing roles in the school districts might actually be doing the exact opposite of what somebody who is transgender needs. And if they don't address that, then they're going to actually hurt the student. So Protect Kids California, I guess, yeah, I get that some people think that's subjective. Restricting rights of transgender youth, that's also biased. I think we need to let the doctors take over. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, Professor of Radiology, Urology, and Surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have never wanted to be a boss, ever. I do really, really well taking, you know, orders and doing what I'm supposed to do. I like getting a job done. I love leading. I don't want to be a boss. Never want to be a boss. Can't stand this. No, it's a no-win situation. So many of you who are bosses became that way, not on your own volition. Not, you never wanted to be a boss. Somebody gets fired. you get promoted, and now you have to oversee employees. You thought all you were going to do was work at the construction site, or work at the store, or teach some students, or, I don't know, run for office. You didn't think you were going to have to lead. And so many people who are in the boss position have no clue. Does anybody get trained on how to be a boss? No. And boy, do they do it wrong. I have seen bosses make mistakes time and time again. I mean, my very first mistake, I'm trying to run a medical office, and I wanted everybody to like me, and yeah, you want to talk to me about things, open door, you know, you want to be friends, whatever. I'm there for you, anything you need. Yeah, you can't. It's too emotionally exhausting. You can't be friends with every single employee you have. So a good boss has to have a great relationship with their employees, but there also has to be certain boundaries. So when you're a boss and you are in a leadership position, everybody's watching you. Even people you don't think is watching you. Not only are your bosses watching you, but also your employees. And they watch every flipping move you make. So you start flirting with some of the employees, or you flirt with your coworkers. You lost their respect. You treat one employee differently than another, you lose their respect. You gotta gain respect. And that respect is very difficult to get. And then once you get it, it's really easy to lose. So hard to gain the respect, so easy to lose. So whenever you are a new boss, you want to explain to them that you don't tolerate the BS. Don't come to you with gossip. You're not going to gossip. Come to you with real issues that you could address and deal with. If there is a toxic coworker, yes, you could let us know. You could let me know anything, but, you know, understand that I have to do what's best for the company. And they might not like it. You might not like some of the decisions I make. But my goal is your guys' safety, your guys' productivity, your guys' well-being, the customer's well-being, and making sure none of us lose our jobs. Are we all on board with that? The next thing you need to do as a boss is make sure your team will get behind you. Be open about what you want to do. Let them know that they're important to you. Not that, you know, I don't even want to be here. I don't want to be boss. I don't even want to be in this department. I want to be in New York, and I'm stuck here in Arkansas when this isn't where I want to be. Big mistake. Telling people you don't want to be the boss, not good. Now, let's say you really don't want to be. Okay, you could be transparent and say, look, this is a surprise. Okay, I do not want to be in a position where I have to fire people, this, but the company needs me. And working for the, you know, any one of us at any time could be asked by our leaders to be in another role. Right? Be transparent about what's going on. It's not that you kick the other nice boss out. It's not that, you know, but being transparent is another big thing. I love it when people tell me what's going on. And so I did that with my staff when people thought that doctors just went golfing, you know, and were loaded with money, etc. I allowed my staff to see the money coming in and what wasn't coming in. And I would show it to them. And I go, guys, if you ever see me frustrated, if you are trying to figure out why we now have a pay the copay up front and we're not going to bill you the copay, this is what's going on. Yeah, and, you know, this is why. You know, this person promised they were going to pay their copay. It's been four times. You know, we have to see what they could do. Why are we asking them to at least make a partial payment on their account? This is why. Just making decisions going, so shall it be written, so shall it be done, doesn't work. Why are we going to teach a different way? Why are we going to serve customers this way? Why are we going to not sample the drinks with a straw like we all have been doing? Guys, you could be spreading infectious disease. Customers are seeing it. But explain the decisions. Most employees, especially if you have good talent, understand that. They get that. And And I've had many employees say, you're right. Now, that's not, we probably shouldn't be sampling the food. I understand that. So be transparent about it. Another thing employees are always looking at is if you are going to be treating one person differently. I get there's workplace romances. I get there's crushes, things like that. But you are going to be the most horrible boss, let alone fired, probably immediately, if at all people think there's romantic relationships between you and your foreman or your coworker or your nurse or your staff. You cannot do that. If you do, you have lost the respect. You have lost your team. Your team needs to know that every employee is treated equal. And they think you're sleeping with one of them? Who do they think is going to then get the attention? Not to mention your ethics, especially if you're married. You cannot lose the respect. Now, you'll have some employees that they just will never like you. They will always find fault with you. They will always try to cause drama. They'll always team up. You need to decide if that person is helping the workplace environment or hurting it. And oftentimes, those individuals that keep stirring things up, other coworkers are like, I don't like them. I don't want to get drawn into the gossip. I don't want to, I don't want to team up and revolt and throw people overboard then or under the bus, then you need to understand that you need to rid a group of toxic individuals. Now, you could have individuals that disagree with you, and that could really gain people's respect. Now, nobody wants to think they're going to get fired for disagreeing with you. And so at the meeting, you could say, look, so-and-so said this. He disagreed with something I had said, and on one part, he actually was correct. Now, I'm open to ideas. The reason why we went with this, though, was X, Y, and Z. So please keep, I would rather hear the feedback. I'd rather hear the comments. I want you guys to understand why we're making the decisions. Even if the decision might not be one you're doing, I just want you guys to understand why we're moving forward with this. And then there's some bosses that say, you know what? You guys do your thing. I'll do mine. We'll meet once a month, and that'll be it. For some people, that works well. Some people, they don't want to know. They just want to be told what to do, and they'll do it. But if you are feeling that you're struggling with your employees, you have to understand why. You have to understand what an employee is thinking. An employee thinks they are overworked and underpaid. A boss thinks the employees are overpaid and underworking. How do you find that balance? Well, one, ask them what they're doing and go share with me. I don't want to give you additional things on your workload. I'd like to see what you have. And what could I do to help you with this workload? Because I don't want you feeling overwhelmed. Well, if it looks like they're working on the same report for 2 weeks and they're goofing off, they're playing solitaire, you could then address it. But if you see, I didn't know that other supervisors were giving you stuff to do. Thank you for informing me. Just, talk, communication, be there, and gain respect. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.